Kelim per gimel, Mishnah gimel. Chovis, shenikva. Chovis that has a hole. That's the halakha that we're learning now. Vaso bezefes. Aso means you fix. Although sometimes a lashon asir can mean a tikkun. He put it over, smeared over pitch, zefes, and he was says in the nekev. You find all over Chazal use this idea of filling up a hole with zefes. V'nishberod. Im yesh b'mokem ha-zefes, if around the place that's sealed up with the zefes, machzik revius, it's holding on to it, it's enough to contain a revius, t'meyo, because that has a sheer choshuv. Even though the stima doesn't help in the case of the Sefer, the Mishnah, but it helps over here. What's the case where it does not help? Cheres. We're talking about a shever of a kli cheres that has a din to be mekabel tuma midin gistor. That means it wasn't part of a whole kli. It's not only a shever. Shenikiv, and it was punctured, vasoi bezefes, and over there you put in a stima of zefes. Afal pishe. Machzik revius, even though now while you did the stimus hazefes, it does have a hachzokas revius. Torb neshe botul shem kli mi'olav. To say this is another way that a gistra is easier for the gistra to lose the shem kli than a kli be'etem. A gistra, even though it's mekabel tuma, but it's only a gistra. So mele, the same way the chshivus of it has to have more chshivus, relatively speaking. The patchwork on it also is not enough to hold on to the shame kli. It loses the shame kli. This is the Pashto Pshat, Sakhar, what it says in the Rav. There is another Pshat over here in the Rosh and the Rash, which the Rav doesn't bring down. It's a Mechudish de Gavort. And it says like this, that Be'etzem, you see in the Mishnah, from the fact that a Gistra doesn't help the sealing, that the sealing of Zephis does not render it a kli. However, being that by a full kli, it still has a shame functional kli legabe harzokas rimoinim, which we've used before. Bigger things can go in it. So it's enough with the sealing, even though the shears kemoitzi zayis, it's enough with the sealing, even though a sealant does not make it into a kli, but it's enough to hold on to the shame kli because it's royals rimoinim. The nafkamina of this knesh, it sounds a little bit convoluted, would be, what happens if you had a big kli with a nice big loch? You have a nice big hole in it, the size of Moitzi Rimoin. So there, it can't work even for large size peiris. In Cain, the Zephyr certainly doesn't help. The Zephyr only helped because anyways it had some level of functionality. So B'chudish de Gavart, and again, the Rav doesn't bring it. Mishnah's Tayyar Shtel Su, to add a little bit, what we just said makes a lot of sense, but he adds a little bit of a Tesefis Hagdora from Reb Chaim in Perek Yutes Hilchus Kelim. Reb Chaim says that even though the halach is that a gistra, shivrei kli cheres, arma kabel tuma, because they function as a kli, if they're mirevius, miloig adso, but still there's a fortis chilek. Lamaisa, a kli is a kli. A kli cheres is enough of a chiddush that even has a shem kli. The din that a gistra, that shivrei kelim, can function as a kli, is learnt out of a ribui, kol. We pointed this out at the beginning of Perek Sheni. So that being said, it's only a ribuy of a kli. A ribuy of a kli to hold on to that shem kli. Hayidei stima dos nisht. And that's why the Lush in the Mishnah is very sharp. Chavish enikva tmeya mepnei shele botl shem kli mi'oleo. Mashenken echeres shenikiv, which echeres means a gistro. Shenikiv botl shem kli mi'olev. But that's the whole point. The point is that al yidei the stimas hanekev with zefes is not bottled the shem kli. The teretz is the cheres be'etzim doesn't have a shem kli. It has a ribuy of kol kli. So since it's only a ribuy be'etzim, it's bottled shem kli me'olav me'melo with a stima yidei nekev. You don't have that level of holding on to the shem kli. Rishayim over here, the Rash, Taisus in Chul Nafnunei. Mutcher with a maramokim. The Tesefta seems to say klal. Klol kli cheres shenitar mitumosoi shuv ein loy tumo elomis. It sounds like a klal, ironclad rule. And the Shaz, what's the hezbos? So the Rishonim Mazbel, if you have a Mishnah, what do you mean? Stimas nekev does work. It can go back to being mekabel tumos. So what they explain is that we're talking about over here a full chovis. That stimas nekev works, where we just understood. Mashen came by a piece of cheres. Once it breaks, once it's nikiv, shuv en l'tumay lamas, can't go back to its state. Stimas hanekiv doesn't work. L'chay would fit very well. Tosfos Chul Daf Nun Hey has a different hesber over here. That it can go back, even by a kli chovis sholem be'etzem, cannot go back. Stimas hanekiv doesn't work. Stimas hanekiv will not render it back a kli, even when it used to be a kli sholem, because it was broken. Maybe the word is because there's a ma'aser shvirus, so that's it, nitar. However, if you then miyachid it for a bigger kli, like for a kli, miyuchid for reminding, then the stimas hanekiv does work. Not so clear exactly how to understand that. Mishnah Dal continues the same theme. Chovish in the soya, a jar, a barrel, that becomes Ru'ua is a lotion shaky, but it means over here that it's not as well attached because it has a crack. But otherwise, it's not broken. Everything is standing together. It has a crack in it, but still quite functional. It doesn't have a hole. Utfala. And what he did was he smeared over with some type of material, put some type of glue on the crack in order that it shouldn't break. Af al pi shehu noitel sagloli, even though he takes off the glue. He put on glolim, is he put on a material that's smeared over. Even if he removes that material, the charosim neiflum, then memela the chovis falls apart. The cheres just disintegrates. Tmeo. Mipnei shele botul shem kli me'ala. Even though be'etzem, the kli kishela atzmoi would break. It's only the outside glue that's holding it in place. Lamaisa, it was put on before it broke. It's not broken. The kli is not broken. So therefore, right now that the glolim is holding it all together, it's not broken. Now, a slight crack, just because it could widen, for sure is not a noise. That's a matter if you have a slight crack and you're putting crazy glue. Even if you could remove the glue right now, Lamaisa, the crack's not doing anything. It's talking about that the crack was deep enough, strong enough. The Rav says, Shemitalt leno v'chatzi kav gregris b'soichet tishov legami. It can't bear too much weight. So it's pretty stark cracked. And because of that, it would be toheru. This is, by the way, a Mishnah that a crack like that size would consider the kli now, even before it breaks open, would consider it broken, is a Mishnah Mufurish in the fourth parak, Mishnah Beis. However, over here, we're talking about where Lamaisa, he was able to preempt it, by putting on this glue made out of glove. So Lamaisa, the kli is not broken for right now. Now we'll add a point to that. The Mishnah, the same way the Mishnah mentions glolim, they had in those days, they didn't have crazy glue, but they had devik, they had glue. So why does the Mishnah say smearing over glolim that's removable? The Mishnah wants to stress that even though it's held together by glolim, which is easier removable, still, right now, it's considered a chibah, and the kli is not a kli ru'ua, not tar. There's another point over here, which is l'chayru kaveh, not like a shita in the sugya in Shabbos daf tezvav. There is a machlokes over there between Rimei and the Chachomim. When you have a kli which is cracked, and it wouldn't hold up under pressure, so it would not be considered a kli. It's held up, or it's holding up, because it has a maimon on it, has something that's holding it, some type of glue. So the shita of Reb Meir over there is hakol hoylech achra ha-maimid, and the chshivus of the kli, even if it's a kli eitz, and it would crack and it would fall apart, it's held together by a maimid of glolim, then it's considered kli glolim. There is such a thing as kli glolim. But it can't be more choshuv, the kli can't be more choshuv than the maimid itself. L'chor doshtet mishnah nishtazai. We're holding together glolim. L'chor kli glolim is not mekabel tumah. A kli garua biyaisa. A yibazay shteit in the Mishnah that the maimid is not kaveh, the mahus of the kli. However, nishbara, let's say a chov is broke, and a taka fell apart. V'dibik mimenachasis, and now you glued back together pieces, and you're trying to put the chov is back together again. Oishevi chasis, you brought another piece to replace it. Mimokamache utfolon. Biglolim, and you attached it, you glued it together, biglolim. Afal pishuhu noitel saglolim. Vacharos naimdim, even if the glue helped, and now the pieces weld together, and they stand together, and it becomes one, and you would remove the glue, and it would stand, Tahira. B'pneisha botul shem kli mealeh. This is really a hemshka of a klal that we had in Mishnah Gimel. When something has a chshivus of a sheer kli, it's harder to then become botul. So before, it never cracked. If it never cracked, the shem kli is loipoka mealeh, even though you'd peel away the glue. It would fall apart. Right now, it never fell apart. But over here, this is safer. When you talk about something which was shivrei kli cheres, it was already poka. To say that it could be put together, but if we need glue to hold it back together again, no. It's really the same idea that we had before by a kli sholem with a gistro. When do we say the klal that a kli cheres, that's nishbaro, can never have tumor again? The chiddush of our Mishnah, over Mishnah Gimel, is that over there you're only making a stima sanekev in a gistro. It's still shivrei kli cheres. Over here you're gluing it back together again, and seveta ganz kli becomes back the tzura of the original chovus. Afilo hachi doesn't help. Why? Like we said, this is a tesefta. The klal is kli cheres shebotel shem kli meoleh shenishbra shuv ein lo tumo elamis. Hoya bo cheres machzik revius. If the chovus, when it cracked, and it has pieces that you're putting back together again. Cheres machs gravis of mashkin. That says, the chovis broke, and there was one piece that was big enough that it had a shem roi lekabel tumo midin gistro. It's shivrei kelim, but it had enough that's machs gravis. So then the halacha is kula mitama b'mago. The chovis will become tome al yidei negia in any one of the pieces. What the Mishnah is saying is like this. This one piece, which is a gistro that's mekabel tumah because it has lahachzokas revius, it's now glued together with all the other pieces. The other pieces serve as an auxiliary. They mishamish the one piece which has a shem kli. You can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You can't put the pieces back together again because kli cher shenishba shuv en latumah elamis. But there was one piece that is mekabel tumah. It's a gistro. So the other pieces are what's called in Loshen of Seder the Tyrus a yad, to be machnes tumah on that. If it touches, a yad is something which is like a handle to the kli, which is roi lekabel tumah. It itself is not a davar mekabel tumah, but it transmits tumah to the zach, which does have kabbal's tumah. Tumah touches any part of this kli ches, the whole, any part of it is a yad. The din of yadayim is a whole inyan at the end of Seder Tyrus, but it comes up over and over again. We pointed out in the Psicha that there's a pasuk in the Parsha of Kli Cheres in Parsha Shmini, Tana v'kirayim yutot, so Tyrus marba word utmeim yu lochem. Lochem, Chazal Dash, means the not only the Kli itself, but even the chelik of the Kli, which just helps you get to the Kli. A handle of a Kli Cheres, not the Kli itself, doesn't have a Kli Kibu, doesn't have a base Kibu. But it's the way of picking up the kli. Oh, it's a yad to the kli. So the same thing is over here. The whole thing will function as a yad. Now, b'maga, it's as if you're touching. Kli ches, generally speaking, is not metama b'maga. Or the way it's metama is not migavoy. So here we're talking about touched from the inside. The din of yad is not mechadish, that everything will have the din of toich, legabe kli ches being metama b'avir. So it has to actually touch from the inside one of the pieces. However, kinegdoi mitama bavir, even though it doesn't have tumas savir on any one of the pieces, the whole yadayim functioning is enough now that the piece which be'etzem was a gistro does have tumas klicheres in the classic sense, bavir. So if it's in the chalal avir neged this piece, it does have tumas, the regular tumas klicheres, which is bavir. The sugya of yadayim is a major sugya in chul daf kuf yud ches. Well, we explained that the yad of the kli cheres doesn't have din the kabbalas tumah idei avir, only b'maga. Rishonim over there, the Ramban, other Rishonim are matmir on this hagdara mechnezi. Once it's a din yad, so the din yad is part of the kli cheres, it's nitma al idei avir. So they have to have a different way of explaining the Mishnah. Ayin Sham, Mishnah Achrona brings the raid. There's another point that has to be made over here also. When the sugya in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, that we just mentioned, is marbe yodois bekelim. There's a yad legabe of food. Food could be not the etzem food itself, but there's the yad of the food. That's really the sugya over there. But there's also a Gzeres HaKosov of Yad Bekelim. And there's a Tosefes Din of Yad Beklicheres. Now, Yad Beklicheres, Tosefes, other Rishonim, sounds from the Rambam that way, that it's only Nisraba, like a Hemshech of the Kli. So if you have a Yad of a Kli Eitz, it'll be Metameh, like the outside of a Kli Eitz. But to say that the Yad of a Klicheres is like the Toich of a Klicheres, Ekadesi. So who says that any place that it touches over here has a din of Toich Klicheres, and Hare Klicheres is not Metameh on touch. It's not Metameh Begavoy, it's only Metameh Mitoichoy, also the din of Toichoy. So, some of the Rishonim are going to understand, what we just said, is Mechayiv understanding that the din of the Mishnah, any place it touches, is not Kipshute. What it means is like this. The Sheretz to be Metame, this Klicheres, which had a piece which is Mekabel Tumah, the rest of it is a Yad, it'll only become Tome, Al Yidei, exposure, Ba'avir of this piece. What the Mishnah says that's Metame B'maga, Al Yad, is once it becomes Tome, the Tumah will be transmitted elsewhere al yedei touching the yad of the klicheres. Other Rishonim over there in Chum Lavkuf Yeches explain something else. It's a chiddush. Even though the etzim klicheres is only mitame mitoichoy ba'avir, the chiddush din that yesh yad beklicheres will transmit tumah to the klicheres durch the yad, even when the yad touches it, not in the manner of avir, even b'maga. Yad can bring tumor onto a klicheres as if it's mitoichoy. There is mag on a klicheres derech hayad, not legabi the etzim kli. The etzim kli, the shame kli, is only the toich. The yad of a klicheres is a way of transmitting tumor to the klicheres. It's mitame the etzim klicheres, i.e. the exposure benegir to the yad. It's a chiddush. Now this goes straight back to old raid that we had in the beginning of Perek Beis. Reb Chaim Shtalzavek Yisoid, we discussed it over there, like Gabi Azov, that sticks his hand to the Avir of Klicheres, that Klicheres has Tumah only Derech Avir, not Derech Maga. So how can we have in the Mishnah over here, Lefi the Pshat, the way we start, the Rash, the Rav, that the Yad of the Klicheres, the other pieces that are glued together with this Gistro, that is a functional Dava Mekabel Tumah, it's Mekabel, or transmits Tumah to the Klicheres, Derech Negir biyad, there is no tumas maga b'klicheres. So there is a shtikl ginzei agrach some kuf yutes that seems to say that the Rash over here is not arguing. So if you doich and say the Mishnah the yad is only letame acherim, that takes care of that problem. If you're going to say that the din over here is the yad is machnis, the klicheres should become tome, has become tome b'maga, you're going to have to say that the din of yad is different. And the Yad HaKli functions differently than the dynamic of the Kli itself. And you have to know how to say that.